Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's your host, Zach Gelb.
Program, and we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios, who found a better way to mortgage so you can focus on making your new house home. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. We continue the Eli Manning conversation. Also, first domino does fall in the offseason carousel for quarterbacks. What's going to happen with Phillip Rivers, Tom Brady, Cam Newton, Marcus Mariota, Jameis Winston, Ryan Tannehill, and Teddy Bridgewater? We'll all get to that coming up in a matter of moments. Let me also remind you that CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227. It's sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy. Still to come on this show, when we do say goodbye to you at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, Randy Cross will join us, the three-time Super Bowl winning champion offensive lineman for the 49ers. He'll cover the 49ers aspect and this ride of the story that has been this year of the San Francisco 49ers. We'll have Priest Holmes joining us. He'll do the same with the Kansas City Chiefs. And Brian Kenny will join us at the top of the hour from the MLB Network, as we'll have to discuss with him the Hall of Fame voting process from yesterday, who got in, who didn't get in, all of that, in addition to what is the latest with the Houston Astros, the Boston Red Sox, and the New York Mets. But let me go out to the phone lines right now real quickly. And Chris has been holding patiently on 7:50 a.m. in Portland, Oregon, and he's next up on CBS Sports Radio. Chris, what's happening?
Not much, Zach. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I believe that Eli Manning is a Hall of Fame quarterback, and it's because right now there's only five QBs in the history of the Super Bowl era that has multiple MVPs. Not even Ben Roethlisberger can speak to that. Actually, I think Eli Manning's the only quarterback in his draft class to have Super Bowl MVPs. And then the second thing is that he beat the cream of the crop, which is the New England Patriots, a great organization. But Eli Manning did it with the Patriots at their prime. And I think he's the only quarterback to beat an undefeated team going into the Super Bowl.
Hey, you list the moments right there. And, Chris, I appreciate you hanging on and listening to us and appreciate the perspective and the points. That's why I push back when people say it's just two moments. It's more than just two moments. And we've listed them. We don't want to sound like a broken record player, but we could do this dance for the entire show over and over and over and over and over again about those moments in the NFC title games and the other rounds of the playoffs and what he was able to do in those two Super Bowl victories with the Patriots. It's two legendary runs that, in addition with those two legendary runs, a regular season career that makes him a top 10 passing quarterback of all time in yards and a top 10 passing touchdown quarterback as well. It gets him into the Hall of Fame. I think he's a Hall of Famer. I know not everyone will agree with that, but that's what makes what we do for a living on this platform that we have so great, is because we could have the conversation where people say, what the heck are you talking about? And then other people that will call on in and say, totally, wholeheartedly do agree with you. Let's look, though, at the rest of the upcoming free agency and the offseason, because I know we have a Super Bowl game to preview, and that's going to be a lot next week when we're down in Miami and the guests are piling on in, and we have a ton booked for you from former Super Bowl MVPs to guys that have won Super Bowls, guys that are in the Hall of Fame, and then even some people that have nothing to do with the NFL as well. So we're going to have five really great shows next week. Monday, we'll be here in the studio, in our New York City studios, and then Tuesday through Friday, I'll be down on Miami, stuffing my face each night with some Joe Stonecrafts. Probably not each night. That would be a little bit difficult, especially with how lucrative and expensive and opulent of a restaurant that is. But I'll have to find a way one of those nights to venture to Joe Stonecrafts. And, of course, get the Joe Stonecrafts, get the mac and cheese, get the fried chicken, get the lobster mac and cheese, I should say. Don't want to leave out the lobster there. The creamy spinach, the hash browns, and then also the dessert. Yeah, you have so many cakes there at Joe's Stonecrafts. And I know right now I could see the mouth watering of one Tom DiBenedetto and also Mikey B saying, hey, could we get fit into your suitcase? I don't know if that's a possibility, though, unfortunately. If it was up to me, you guys would come, but, you know, there's nothing I could do on that front. They just said, only I'm going, so, hey.
We can bend in weird positions. We might be able to figure this out, given that suitcase.
You'll be there in spirit.
That's very true.
Well, we'll be there via the ISDN line. That's the way that you guys will be there. Anyway, though, I want to get to these quarterbacks, and I'm going to do this very simple. And D-Ben and Mikey B, you write down your answers as well. I just want to see. Actually, we could. You don't have to write them down. We'll just go around. Phillip Rivers, new team next year, or will he be on the same team, or will he be retired? D-Ben, just give me the single answer. New team, old team, or retirement? What do you got for Rivers?
I guess new team.
Mikey B?
New team as well.
Okay, that's 3 for 3. I'm going to say new team as well. It just has the feel, and I don't put too much stock into, oh, he moved, so now he's definitely leaving. I have a feeling that, and I thought in the regular season they were going to give him one more year opening up that new stadium. I have a feeling he's going to go somewhere else. It's just the read that I get on the situation right now, and they're going to fully turn the page. And it would be nice to have Rivers there going into a new stadium, but with how many times he came up short this year, I think he does move on. Tom Brady, new team, old team, or retirement for Tom Brady? I'll start this off. I say he stays with the New England Patriots.
Old team stays.
Stays in New England.
Wow, we're all real fun and agreeing on all the same things, making this for some real riveting and compelling radio. Cam Newton, the Carolina Panthers. First-year head football coach Matt Rule. Is he going to stick with Cam, or are they going to save some money in the rebuild that it appears that they're in right now? Mikey B, what you got?
I think they move on from Cam.
Tom?
Well, I can guess where this is going, so I'll actually say he stays.
Okay, I'm going to say that he's with a new team. I think with the way the money is, I think that they are going to say goodbye to Cam Newton, and it wouldn't surprise me if they draft a quarterback coming up in this draft class. Jameis Winston, new team or old team? Tom?
He stays. One more year.
One more year. So that's a franchise tag then for Jameis Winston.
Yes.
Mikey B?
Winston's on the move.
I'm going to say I would move on. If I'm the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I would move on. I think that they're going to franchise tag him or transition tag him. Depends on what happens with Barrett, too, because they could use both with the CBA expiring. That's a little loophole in the CBA that Ian Rapoport did bring up. So I think BA goes one more year on either a franchise tag or a transition tag.
Mike makes a great point, too. That could be the Rivers landing spot, Tampa Bay.
Definitely could be the Rivers landing spot.
It's one of the only ones that even makes any sense.
And I could see BA and Phillip Rivers getting together. Yeah. And I'm not saying having some success, but that's not a bad destination to go to because you have Godwin there and you also have Mike Evans. Not bad position to walk into. For Winston, here's the one thing with Winston that obviously everyone talks about. It's the turnovers. And he could talk about all the passing yards, all the passing touchdowns. When you have 30 interceptions and a bunch of fumbles, you're not going to survive in this league that way. Marcus Mariota, we know it's going to be a new team. If you had to take a guess right now on who that team is, I'll start it off. I think the Chicago Bears are going to have Marcus Mariota next year, and it's going to fit perfectly into bringing in someone that has some success before, hasn't been great, could be a low risk, high reward, and you have someone that could legitimately push Mitch Trubisky, not a guarantee that they overtake the job, but is someone that could push him. And we'll see where it goes from there.
I love that. That's great. I will go with Mariota, the Patriots, to back up Brady in his last season.
Wow. And then maybe that could ease the transition if Brady retires the next season.
If he claimed the job, nobody would be upset about it.
Yeah, I think Mariota's going to find out to be a backup quarterback. So that's what I think it's going to be. And maybe he pulls a Ryan Tannehill in that spot on one of those potential new teams. So I go Mariota next year on the Bears. You take the Patriots. Mikey B, what do you got?
I'll put Mariota. Let's put him in New York as they're looking for a backup.
Oh, with the New York Giants.
Yeah, let's put him in New York. They're looking for a backup. Somebody that's steady just in case Daniel Jones doesn't pan out.
I like that.
Is Ryan Tannehill on the Tennessee Titans next year? That's the difficult one. I think that one is so difficult because you think they would want to have him back. Maybe they look at some of these options, say they could do better. But also, you glance at what would be the salary number for Ryan Tannehill, and that's a difficult question. Does anyone go out there, and do they give him a three-year contract where the money starts to get ridiculous, and then Mike Vrabel says, yeah, I'm going to tap out on that one. I think Tannehill is on a new contract next year with the Tennessee Titans.
I think it's a tag situation again, but I think he stays. They had too much success this year to start over at quarterback.
And Mikey B?
It just feels like to me, I think he will be tagged and stays, but it feels like if you're giving him a contract, it's like Nick Foles 2.0, just giving him this money, and then, we kind of screwed this up long term.
And then this one is another interesting one, too. Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy Bridgewater started 5 games this year when Drew Brees was out, and he won every game that he started this year. Teddy Bridgewater, to me, should be a starting quarterback in this league once again. He had an opportunity. He was the guy, had that nasty knee injury in Minnesota, and then the Eagles made that trade where they got a first-round pick back, and they traded Sam Bradford to Minnesota. Teddy Bridgewater, I think he's on a new team. I believe the Saints are going to invest in Taysom Hill as a restricted free agent. We had Westhoff on talking about that 2 weeks ago, so I do believe that Taysom Hill will be the starting quarterback with the New Orleans Saints eventually. Not right now, because that's still going to be Drew Brees, and Teddy Bridgewater will be elsewhere. If I'm Chicago, that is really the move that I'm making, and that could be the move that totally does wipe out Mitch Trubisky, but I just don't think the Bears go that route. I think they bring in someone that isn't a guarantee to usurp him. And I really do that. I believe that Bridgewater would overtake that job from Mitch Trubisky. So where Teddy Bridgewater winds up, it's going to be fascinating to see what does happen there. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. It is the Zach Gelb Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. And in a few moments, actually, we're going to be joined by a surprise guest who's calling into the hotline right now. Mikey B, just let me know when we're good to go as we're going to have this guest on for a few minutes. Always very, 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 very exciting times when we get to talk to this next guest across many of our great CBS Sports Radio affiliates, SiriusXM Channel 206 and the Radio.com application. And that's the legendary Jim Nantz here giving us a few minutes on a Wednesday edition of the Zach Gelb Show. Jim, how you been?
I've been great, Zach. It's been a whirlwind couple of days of starting with the AFC Championship game in Kansas City. I've been down in Orlando since then at the PGA Show, the annual biggest gathering in golf. And now I'm heading west, changing planes, and I understand that Eli Manning has announced he's retiring. I was just told by Mike behind the glass, so that's news to me.
Yeah, Eli Manning is retiring, and right away we get into the debate of is he a Hall of Famer or not. I think he's a Hall of Famer. How about yourself, Jim?
He'll be in the Hall of Fame. It's not going to be much of a debate. I mean, people can sit around, talk about it, be snarky about it, whatever. They're going to be, as always, this is what sports is fueled by, debate. But he will be in. There is no question about it.
And right before we brought you on, we talked about how this is the first domino to fall with Eli Manning retiring, and that will be official on Friday at his news conference that he'll have. This is going to be such a fun NFL offseason with all the quarterbacks that are going to be available. And where everyone's starting, Jim, as you know it, is it's Tom Brady. Well, what's your read on that situation, Jim Nantz, about Tom Brady's future?
That's the one, Zach, we all can't wait to find out the most. I don't have, obviously, any inside information on it. There's a great story posted today by Lockenfora on CBSSports.com where he projects who the starting quarterbacks will be around the league next year. And I think he has him going to the Chargers. But, you know, the big thing is what everybody wants to know, will we see him ever again in a New England uniform? That's the question. And I don't have anything to go on. I don't, again, but my hunch tells me he'll play somewhere else.
Jim Nantz here with us right now on CBS Sports Radio. It is the Zach Gelb Show. That was a fun scene, that AFC title game. Kelsey almost took that microphone from you, but you weren't letting him. That was awesome.
Hey, listen, man, strength prevailed, man. he tried to arm wrestle me, and, you know, I was all pumped up for the occasion. And I'm glad I brought him in. He had an unbelievable moment there when he was clutching the mic on top of my hand. And that was wild. It was wild. It almost didn't happen. I was instructed to throw it back to the studio. But, you know, you got Travis Kelce standing right there, and he's a big guy. And, you know, I didn't want to let him down. And he told me he had something he wanted to say. So I leaned over and pretty much gave him a cue that this had to be quick. And it was quick, and it was brilliant.
And it was definitely effective and definitely memorable. When we look at this Chiefs team, the two storylines where you start, of course, is going to be Andy Reid looking for that first Super Bowl victory in his long career in the National Football League with Philadelphia and Kansas City, and then Patrick Mahomes and how quickly he's come into this league and have just dominated the position. Give me a little feel on Reid and Mahomes as we get set for the big game next weekend.
Well, you know, of course, we're AFC people over here on the CBS side of the NFL, so I have had 6 occasions this year to watch Patrick and a whole bunch of times last year. So I know I don't have the exposure to San Francisco, and I have great regard for John Lynch and Kyle and everything they've done. I think Kansas City will win the game, but that's only because I've probably seen them a lot more than I've seen the 49ers. It's like the perfect matchup, let's face it. Offense, defense, I mean, it's like a dream. Good for Fox. They're going to have themselves a heck of a game. It's one that you can't miss.
When you're calling a Super Bowl, and you've been able to call a lot of Super Bowls, as a broadcaster, Jim, what are the emotions? And you call big event after big event with golf, with the Masters each and every year at Butler Cabin, and then what you're able to do with the NCAA tournament. How does the Super Bowl compare to the others?
Well, it's just the intensity of it, Zach. It's out of sight. It's completely insane. It overtakes your world for more than just that week. It's just a gigantic assignment. I'm checking in here at a gate here, Zach, live on the Zach Gelb Show. It's just unbelievable. Carrying 3 bags. Am I doing all right?
You're fine,
hello,
Jim.
Hello, CBS Radio Network. Thank you.
Wait,
hold on, Zach.
Yeah. This is awesome. We have Jim Nantz live on the air. Yeah, I would think they'd have a private plane for Jim, but I guess Jim has to be like everyone else. And
man of the people, Zach.
Right? Do you take
people.
Your shoes off? Do they make you take your shoes off when you're going through
X-ray
machines?
No, I'm not going through security. I was actually at the gate, and they were trying to get me to check my carry-on. This is the end of 8 days. It went from Atlanta taping commercials with Spike Lee, Charles Barkley, Samuel L. Jackson, and Larry Bird, to Kelce and all of that scene and calling that game, to the PGA show. Now I'm ready to go home to a loving embrace of my family. This is the last leg right here.
Well, hey, and you're choosing to be on the radio with us, so that's some questionable
decision making. Because you're my guy. That's why.
Yeah, I know. You're right. I always do appreciate it. So I know you got to run. I don't want to keep you here forever. Last one for the legendary Jim Nantz, and it's very kind of you to make some time out for us. I got to bring up Tiger Woods. You always know when it comes with golf, that's the question you get asked. He's going for the PGA Tour win record this year. Do you think Tiger is going to get another major? I know you've always been a big supporter of Tiger.
I said he would before he ever even won in 2019, I said,
sure,
he'll be back. He'll do it again. You know, the next big thing is when will he get number 83? And that could be this week. He's going to be at Torrey Pines. We'll be there. Our season starts. Unbelievable field. I transitioned from football to golf. I'll try to get my cadence and commentary and my sports phraseology back to the other sport. And Tiger's going to be there. Rory, Justin Rose, it's an unbelievable field. And, I can't wait to see how he's going to play. I think he's going to play exceptionally well. That's the short of it. If he won again a major, wouldn't shock me at all.
I know you're in first class. If you had to not be.
This is a commuter plane here.
Oh, wow.
Zach. This is not one of those big ones.
Gotcha.
Okay?
So are you a middle seat, an aisle seat?
Right now, I'm going to have to check my luggage. that's the dilemma I have. So I'm going to say goodbye.
You got it, Jim. We appreciate
okay.
it. Thanks so much. There's Jim Nantz.
I want to get off that plane and hug my wife and kids without waiting in baggage claim. You know the deal.
You got it. Jim, we appreciate
it. You're my man. I've known you forever. I'm proud of you. Thanks, Zach.
Thanks so much. There's Jim Nantz here with us on CBS Sports Radio. perfectly placed too. Because my next follow-up question would have been, well, what's going to happen with Tony Romo? Is Tony Romo coming back? And we would have heard Jim Nantz. All right, you would have got someone on the loudspeaker. Jim, please put away that cell phone. Please stop talking to that bloviating talk show host, Zach Gale. But we got to go. You got to check the luggage. You got to get on the plane. Please. You know, we're going to save you here. And you're not going to have to answer this question about Tony Romo's future. And we got Jim Nantz here. Oh, hello, friends, everybody. Of course, can you imagine if Jim Nantz on your plane? If you are the flight attendant, you have to go, hello, friends. Welcome. We're on flight 233. Little puddle jumper for Jim Nantz. A commuter plane. See, when I envision Jim Nantz traveling, I'm thinking Jim Nantz in a big cozy plane with like a glass of wine or a cup of wine. Let me get my terminology right. Or no, actually no, glass was right the first time. You get a little glass of wine with Jim Nantz and it's a very smooth ride. It seems like he's in a little puddle jumper. Very interesting stuff. All right, we'll take a timeout. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show. He's live. He's nationwide on CBS Sports Radio. This is The Zach Gelb Show. Here's your host, Zach Gelb.
Very nice of Jim Nantz to give us a few minutes. The Jim Nantz camp said that he was maybe, it was like a surprise guest. They reached out to us yesterday and said maybe he'd be able to have a few times he was traveling. He wanted to make it work. So really do appreciate him for coming on board today on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Can you imagine? I actually kind of wish we did an extra minute with him, even though I love Jim. And he has to go home tonight and he goes and hugs the wife and kids. And imagine if we were part of the conversation in the household tonight. I was 30 seconds away from checking the bag. And then I was on with my, you know, with my friend Zach Gelb, and he was the one that kept us from checking the bag. That would have been some cool Jim Nantz traveling history.
Yeah, if you had forced the Romo question, he probably would have had to check the bag, and then you would have come up later when he was like, sorry, I have to go get my bag now because this Zach Gelb kid made me check my bag instead of just hanging up the phone.
It shows you the type of person, though, that Jim Nantz is when you are on an interview and you're on the phone and you can tell every single person that he's in contact with, because he doesn't want to be a bad guy. He happens to be like a really great guy and it's just part of him. Thank you. Yes, no. But he's a regular human being having to be there and check a bag like everybody else and get annoyed with everybody probably in the airport. Hopefully his flight doesn't get delayed. Hopefully it's on time and he's able to get from point A to B, but a commuting plane. And that's what he does in the split time that he has to commute the plane, commute to the next plane. He comes on the air with us. Pretty cool.
And I wonder the scene at the gate too. Like, how many people at the gate are aware of what's happening? Do the employees realize who he is or why? Like, think about how kind of obnoxious on the surface it is to just be on your phone at the gate, like while you're trying to check in. But, like, whether anyone realizes that this is Jim Nantz, he's live on the radio. And he's trying to tell them, like, hey, say hello to CBS Sports Radio. It's amazing. That was so well done.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was my favorite part of the conversation. He goes, I say hello to everyone. We're checking in. We're on the radio. 150 affiliates and all that. And Nantz probably gets mobbed in the airport. He's on the NCAA tournament championship game. He does the Super Bowl here and there, obviously, in the rotation with CBS. AFC championship game each and every year. And, oh, yeah, by the way, the Masters and any pretty big golf tournament, major golf tournament that CBS does have. So I think he takes a lot of selfies when he does travel. My favorite Jim Nantz story, though, ever. When Mike Francesa, the radio legend, was going into the Hall of Fame, Mike and Jim are very close. So Mike was going to his own Hall of Fame induction ceremony. And Jim, I guess, was saying a few kind words about Mike before then. So they left these studios, and it was snowing, and they couldn't travel. You know, the car, I don't know if it got stuck, but there was so much traffic, because in New York, when you get snow and rain, people forget what to do, and they forget how to drive, and the traffic just keeps on getting worse and worse and worse. So Francesa and Nantz get out of the car, and they had to walk the streets to this event with their entire production team, like broadcast team from Mike's studio. Can you imagine Francesa running the streets with Jim Nantz as they're trying to get to their Hall of Fame induction ceremony for Francesa, and how the scene that was that night on foot running pretty much to the ceremony. Imagine just, you know, walking on the streets and you see Francesa and Nance just running to get to Mike's Hall of Fame induction ceremony. So that was very kind of Jim to join us. And he said he doesn't know what Brady's going to do, but his prediction was that Brady's playing somewhere else next year. And he talked about Lock and Ford, too, how Lock and Ford thinks Brady's going to the Los Angeles Chargers. So we'll see on that front. All right, when we come back, Randy Cross, the three-time Super Bowl champion, is going to join us.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show. He's back. Here's Zach Gelb.
Zach Gelb Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. We'll talk some Super Bowl 54 right now. Can't wait to get to Miami next week as we're going to be breaking down all week long on Radio Row the San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. Now joining us is a former Niner, a three-time Super Bowl champion. You could also follow him on Instagram at rcross51. I just did so today, and if you haven't had dinner yet, and you need a little bit of an extra motivation to put down some food, you may want to go to his Instagram account because the food on his account is unbelievable. It's burger after burger, and that's Randy Cross here with us right now on the show. Randy, what's happening?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. Yeah, it's a great thing to post, Zach. It's safe. Everybody likes a hamburger. Everything else, people bitch and complain about.
You're right. Do you eat all these burgers that you post? Because I think you'd be like 900 pounds if that was the case.
Yeah, no. Some of them. I'm stint free. If I ate all that stuff, I'd be a walking stint.
Anyway, I know Andy Reid had the burger after the game on Sunday, and that made big news that he just enjoyed the AFC Championship with the burger. But let me get to the NFC title game. Only three passes for Jimmy G in the second half. It was running the football all day with Raheem Mostert, who went for 220 and four touchdowns. You have to love that as an offensive lineman when they basically said, we're just going to run the ball the entire game. There's nothing you could do to stop it.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy. When you get done with a game and your mind sort of goes, you know what, they didn't pass a whole lot. And you have to look at the stats, and it says 6 out of 8. It reminds me of my old days back at UCLA when we ran the wishbone. I mean, it was crazy. But, you know, it was so effective. Shanahan's gotten to the point now, especially with that defense he has, if you don't stop the run, you're going to get nothing but a steady diet of it.
When we look at Shanahan and what he's been able to do this year, no one could have seen this coming. You could have told me they maybe were a playoff team before this year. No one thought they'd be the number one seed. There was incredible patience with him and John Lynch, and the way they've built this has been pretty cool. What stands out to you the most about the coach, though?
Well, you know, the best thing about, I think, watching that football team, besides the defense, is watching the way that offense sort of utilizes, you know, different schemes and different personnel groups and different formations and different styles of motion. You know, you get the Z receiver in the slot is moving one direction, the halfback's moving the other direction, and the fullback's in a short wing position getting ready to lead the sweep going back the other way. It's just, I can understand why at times, you know, they get the edges on defenses. They just got to sit there and look at all that stuff happening, and it's got to make you hesitate. It can't help but.
We know these receivers, they could block, and the offensive line with McGlinchey and Staley have done a great job as well. Kittle, though, what he could do as a football player and all he does in the versatility of his game, you just marvel at it all the time. And it's amazing how quickly you get into the league and where he was drafted in the fifth round to be producing at this level. It's just sick in a great way.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. I mean, it tells you all you really need to know when it comes to kind of being a meat and potatoes kind of football player. What a great job that Kurt Ferentz and the guys at Iowa do. If you just look at the O lineman and the tight end in the league these days and add D lineman with a guy like Epenesa coming out next year, Iowa's going to turn into one of those silent NFL gold mines. But, you know, getting Kittle and the way that he's progressed, and, you know, sure, it's great when you get a guy and you personnel-wise get him at that spot. But, who anticipates somebody that has that much leadership? Who anticipates somebody that's going to work that hard and hone his craft that hard? You know, that's just something that you kind of luck your way into as an organization.
Randy Cross here with us on the show right now. It's the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Jimmy G, only 27 passes in these first two playoff games, and those two games combined. For Super Bowl Sunday, if you had to put a target number out there, how many passes do you think we'll see from Jimmy G?
I think it's somewhere around 20 to 24. I think it'll be a, you know, if you wanted an analogy, it'll be kind of the old Dallas Cowboys kind of game plan. They're gonna run their Emmett. They're gonna run the ball, but they're still gonna make you respect, you know, things with the pass. And I've got a lot of faith in the fact that Kansas City at times is gonna take the run away, and they're gonna make them have to pass the ball. But you know, as you've seen with guys like Kittle, with guys like Debo Samuel, with Sanders, with some of the other guys they have, it's not like they're weapon free when it comes to passing. I just think the biggest variable in this will be how many times does Garoppolo make the ball available? Because he's got a tendency to do that. He's got a tendency to throw some of them passes that, you know, when you see him from the end zone, kind of make you shake your head. But, you know, it hasn't cost him. And we'll see if they can get one more game out of it. It hasn't cost him.
But we saw what he was able to do in that Saints game, and that was a shootout, and him and Kittle had the connection late. If this is a shootout and he has to throw that football 35 times, you think they could still win that game if he has to get up into the mid-30s throwing the football?
Yeah, I think they could. I mean, they've proven once you have that in your back pocket, once you've had those games and you know you've got that kind of a quarterback, and the Niners know they've got that kind of a quarterback, and, you know, let's be honest, so does Kansas City. But, you know, to know that you have a guy that if you have to throw the ball late and you're going against a good defense, he can move the ball. He can get the ball to the spot it needs to be. That means, you know, the receivers have to do their jobs, and he's got the faith in them. So I don't see any problem if that happens.
Randy Cross here with us. We've seen in these two last postseason runs for Mahomes, you could keep him quiet for maybe a quarter. They could get off to a slow start, score 0 points in that AFC title game a year ago. But eventually that avalanche is coming. When you look at the early preview, Niners defense against this Chiefs offense, what does San Francisco have to do to maybe go a little bit longer and keep Mahomes quiet?
Well, I think they've got the personnel. Goodness knows they've got decent speed as a defense. You know, Richard Sherman isn't going to win any foot races, but he plays a pretty smart brand of cornerback. And everybody else on that defense has got some pretty good scoots. Their front four has got about – they've got more first-round draft picks in captivity than anybody else in the league. Seems that in order to get in the game, you've got to have a first-round grade for that defense. So – you know, I think the way they play the run, the way they are able to pass rush, I think the one variable you're going to have to see is that ability to sort of tighten the pocket and force Mahomes to stay somewhere in that area. Because if Kansas City can get him on the edges, that's when he can do all that crazy no-look, behind the back, across his body, you know, 40-yard passes that he can do on a rope.
Randy Cross here with us. Memories from your three Super Bowls that you won, you know, what are the memories that stand out to you?
Well, they were all pretty special. You know, the first one was the first one, and it was just freezing cold up there in beautiful Pontiac, Michigan. It was the first cold weather Super Bowl. The second one was a home game. It was at Stanford, which, heck, Stanford was closer to our facility than the Candlestick was. And the third one was my last game, and it was in Miami, as this one will be, and it was against the Bengals again, and it was a really crazy week as far as there were riots and all sorts of stuff going on in Miami. So each one of my Super Bowl experiences have some pretty special memories, and for all different reasons.
I know you mentioned the week leading up. How did you approach that as a player? I know some players will go out. You got family requests and all that. How did you approach it as a player just when there? I guess a little bit different now, because if you go out now, within a second, there's a video of you on social media if you get a little bit too crazy.
Isn't that the truth?
God, most of the people that played in my era would have lasted 2 or 3 years in the league if social media was out back then. The week before is hard work. It's a little enjoyment, but it's game planning. It's organizing. It's, you know, there are whole parts of organizations these days that, you know, coordinate tickets and hotels and all that stuff that tend to sort of become a real pain. That's why I hope for everybody's sake, no one has to play another home Super Bowl. So, because trust me, when it's in your hometown and you're in a Super Bowl, it's five times worse than it is any other place, because there are more relatives and were relatives and going to be relatives than you can possibly imagine. But you get all your hard work and your game planning done this week, along with all that other planning. And next week is crazy enough, you know, with having to live in a hotel for a week and all the regular press stuff and trying to fit in a couple hours of practice and a few hours of meetings and everything else. It can be a pretty good whirlwind for those 6 days.
Did Montana Rice ever get loose the week before the game on the going out scene?
I got to think. I remember back in 81. I believe that did occur every once in a while. But, you know, during the week before is when you do most of that stuff. The week of, it can be a lot harder because it is a fishbowl. I don't care where you are and how the weather is. You're in a hotel or you're in a restaurant or you're in a bar or you're in a meeting or you're in a practice. But wherever those happen, all five of those things, there's lots of people around. So, you know, there's not a whole lot of private moments during the week of the Super Bowl.
Randy, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
No problem. Anytime.
There he is. That's Randy Cross here with us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Let me remind you, by the way, this weekend, CBS's coverage of the PGA Tour season begins with a fantastic field, including Tiger, Rory, and Phil headed to Torrey Pines to compete at the Farmers Insurance Open. Coverage begins at 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific on Saturday and Sunday. The PGA Tour is on CBS. So a wild first 2 hours on a Wednesday. Had Randy Cross on right there. Also a conversation with Jim Nantz in this hour as well. Coming up in the next hour, Brian Kenny is going to join us. Right at the top of the hour, we'll talk about the entire MLB Hall of Fame when it gets into Derek Jeter and Larry Walker getting in yesterday. We still don't know, by the way, who the one person was that did not vote for Derek Jeter. I'm shocked by now. I know someone was speculating last night on who the name was. It ended up not being a real name. You just saw the photo and you saw the ballot. You said, that's not authentic. And you saw maybe some of the other votes that was on that ballot. So I know it did fool a few people. But I'm actually pretty surprised that we've not found out who that one person was. That makes me believe that this person didn't do it for a publicity stunt, unless if the name comes out, let's say, by tomorrow or the end of the week, which is a possibility. But maybe this person is just caught up in his or hers antiquated beliefs that since this player didn't get in, that player didn't get in, then I can't put this person in at 100%, is what I'm saying. But then yet again, what was the difference last year with Mariano Rivera? What is the difference then with Mariano Rivera and Derek Jeter? So we'll get into that all on the other side with Brian Kenny from the MLB Network. We'll delve into that conversation, too, of the steroid guys. Should they be in? Should they not be in? I always know Brian has an opinion on that when he does talk about the Hall of Fame process. Really, they do, even though you like to poke fun a little bit on how long that MLB Network Hall of Fame show is, they do a great job on that day at the MLB Network in terms of the production and getting the raw emotion. You saw the SpongeBob SquarePants t-shirt yesterday with Larry Walker, which was cool. You had Joe Torre jumping on the interview with Derek Jeter, jumping in on the interview with Derek Jeter. So you had a very cool job and a very nice job at the MLB Network yesterday. And, oh, yeah, we'll also get into that conversation that isn't going away for right now. With the Houston Astros, the Boston Red Sox, and the Mets. The Mets have a new manager, Luis Rojas. So is that going to get you really excited? Probably not. Felipe Alou's kid, Moises Alou's brother, 15 years older Moises Alou is compared to Luis Rojas. But just because a move doesn't get you that excited doesn't mean it can't be the right move, because there's a lot of moves in the history of sports that don't get you too excited that you end up looking back on and say, damn, that was a pretty good move. One of them that comes to mind right away, Doug Peterson. Remember, everyone killed Doug Peterson. That hire, awful, 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 awful hire. Ends up winning a Super Bowl year number two as the HC of the Philadelphia Eagles. Brian Kenny going to join us next. Priest Holmes still to come as well. We'll get to it all. 2 hours live. Zach Gilb Show, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.